Romance Behind Gone with the Wind.
In 1938, Photoplay magazine listed Gable and Lombard among Hollywood's unmarried husbands and wives, along with Gilbert Rowland and Constance Bennett and Robert Taylor and Barbara Stanwyck. The revelation threatened to cheat Gable of the role of his career, Rhett Butler in Gone with the Wind, produced by one of Lombard's old lovers, David O. Selznick. Gable was a unanimous choice for the part. He immediately launched proceedings to divorce Rhea Langdon. He also went house hunting with Lombard. They bought a ranch at Encino, the home of director Raoul Walsh, which was only 8 miles from Hollywood. Lombard paid for most of it. While the couple were looking for a home, the search for Gone with the Wind's Scarlett O'Hara was reaching a fever pitch. Charlie Chaplin's wife, Paulette Goddard, was one of the many leading ladies who tested for the part.
Why, Charles Hamilton, you handsome old thing, you. Did you think it was kind of you to bring this good-looking brother of yours down here to break our poor, simple country heart? Listen, I want to eat barbecue with you, Charles Hamilton, so don't you...
Filming had already begun. The huge set, originally built for King Kong, was going up in flames, standing in for a burning Atlanta. Paulette Goddard's spirited impersonation of the tempestuous Southern Belle was in vain, for at this moment, so legend has it, David O. Selznick first set eyes on his Scarlett, the British actress Vivian Leigh. The fact that Leigh and her lover, Laurence Olivier, shared an agent, Myron Selznick, who just happened to be David Selznick's brother, might also have had something to do with it. But Hollywood has never let facts interfere with the legend. Thus it was that two married stars, Gable and Leigh, both of whom were having affairs with other stars, were set to make movie history in Gone with the Wind. In March 1939, Gable's divorce went through. At the end of the month, he married Lombard in secret, in the tiny Arizona town of Kingman. Although Gone with the Wind had given Gable the defining role of his career, he did not want to attend the film's spectacular premiere in Atlanta. From the moment the search for Scarlett had been triumphantly concluded, Gable had been overshadowed by Vivian Leigh. An essentially selfish man, Gable did not want to play second fiddle in Atlanta to the beautiful British star, who flew in with Selznick and Olivia de Havilland. Lombard made her husband see sense, and they arrived separately for one of the most remarkable events in movie history. Atlanta's population of 300,000 had swollen to over a million. The stars drove through streets heaving with frantic fans. Gable chose to leave the limelight to Vivian Leigh.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've spent quite a good deal of my time on Peachtree Street this year, and now that I'm here, it feels well, just as if I were coming home. And the warmth and kindness of your wonderful welcome has made it the happiest homecoming I could possibly imagine. I greet you, and I want to thank you with all my heart.